Hello and welcome to the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference Sports Analytics Podcast. I'm Scott Tappa, Director of the Conference, and I'd like to invite you to attend our event July 13th at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. We have a fantastic speaker lineup taking shape. Please visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference to learn more. Today I'm speaking with one of our speakers, Luke Stanky. Luke is an advanced analytics solution architect with Slalom Consulting, a technology and professional services consulting company in Minneapolis. At the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, Luke will deliver a talk titled Fitting and Win Probability Models Using NFL Data and R. Luke, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
Great. So let's start off by telling me a little bit about your background and how you got involved with analytics.
Yeah, so that's a long story, but I'll try to keep it as short as possible. I didn't necessarily take the most direct route after graduating undergraduate. I went and became a teacher for a few years, and I was really always excited about data, and I loved my students, but I also just loved diving into data, and my principal at the time said, hey, you should go back to school for data, whatever that is, go figure that out. You're really good at it, and you could benefit a lot more people if you went and did that, I think. So I went back to school and worked on my PhD and got that just recently, but I worked full-time as an analyst and a data scientist while I was finishing up my PhD, and I also was lucky enough to get to do some consulting for a number of different organizations. I'm sure that we'll talk about those today.
So your principal says you're good at data, you should go for it. Where do you start? I mean, where does one start when they just know in general they love something like that? I mean, who did you turn to for advice? Did you read? I mean, did you try different things? How did you go about pursuing that?
Yeah, so it's I think that there's a lot of trial and error with finding the route that you want to go and learning how to do it correctly. I think the first thing I did was just kind of search the internet for articles, tutorials, and start tinkering with first Excel, and then like Excel couldn't handle the work that I wanted to do. And I think we all are at one point where we're all like, yeah, we can handle Excel unless you're a true like computer science person from the get-go. You don't realize how awesome programming languages can be until you dive into them and you see how much information you can get from data beyond just the typical number crunching. So I think, first of all, searching the web, and then not being afraid to hop on Twitter. Twitter is typically a really great spot to find individuals who are really strongly tied to a number of different communities, whether it's R or data visualization communities. There's just a number of different people out there that you can reach out to, and generally they're really friendly and they'll reach right back out to you and provide you with help if you ask.
Yeah, very good advice. So you've worked with data for more than a decade, and from your bio you said from player level data to ticket analysis. And to me, you know, those all fall under the general umbrella of sports analytics, but they're quite different. You know, talk to me about all the different places you can go just within sports and how you approach each one of those.
Yeah, so the sports, I'm going to just call it sports analytics for a real general term, because there's so many different places you can go. The top two that most people do think about are, one, player data. There's just so much player data being collected, and there's so many different ways to analyze that data that most people almost obsess about, like, can I use that data to come up with, get into the industry and become that player analyst. And that's great, but I think it's almost better to think about all the other opportunities in the sports analytics the venue, the greater gestalt. First, the ticket analytics is another that's very popular. That's the one thing that is also being collected by teams significantly, is essentially all of the records that go along with calls, all the sales data essentially is very interesting. But I think the third and really opening area kind of opening across the industry is sort of the concession analytics. How can teams optimize experience for fans by having the right type of throughput for fans to, again, optimize their ultimate their outcomes, which are typically financial, but also really focused on customer satisfaction and making sure that people are coming back game after game because of it.
Yeah, I don't think I want too much analysis of my concession habits at ball games that I do, but I can only imagine though how valuable and how powerful that would be for teams to be able to harness that. So the projects that you've worked on, have they been ones that you've pursued just out of your own interest, or have you been contracted by specific organizations to study this and provide findings and recommendations?
Yeah, so I would say it's a long-winded answer. Again, I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible. The first is I started on my own, just kind of playing around with player data, probably no different than most people who are going to be attending the conference. And I think that's a great place to start. Find some of that interesting player data that's out there and start diving into it, fitting interesting models. While I did that, I posted some of my work on my blog and shared it with a few people, and I had a few organizations reach out to me. I can't provide much detail about it because of non-disclosures, but very surprisingly, I had a couple organizations reach out, and then I was able to go help them out with some of their internal data that they collect and about some of their... Some of their human resources, do some really interesting analysis. Also, while I was at Slalom, we had a organization who just so happened to reach out that does a lot of ticketing, and they were interested in understanding ticket patterns, and we were able to use a lot of their data to try to understand when they can do some of their. One of the big trends in ticket analytics is sort of the automated pricing, where prices are constantly changing on tickets, for better or worse for a customer, and work to sort of create an optimization algorithm for creating the best price at the right time.
Okay. So let's talk about the talk that you're going to give at our conference on fitting and win probability models using NFL data in R. Is that something that you pursued for your own personal interest? And what can you give us as an overview of the topic?
Yeah, so the primer for it is that the Brian Burke, who now works for ESPN, had his own website called Advanced NFL Stats or Advanced NFL Analytics. .com, and it was an awesome site. What it would do is you could get information about any given player, how much they're contributing to a win or a loss, or seeing the probability of win-loss change over time, and you've seen those features being added into ESPN for all different kinds of sports, not just football now. You can see it for basketball, hockey, you name the sport, and they have integrated this win probability model into it. And as a result, one thing that happened is that algorithm became proprietary and it wasn't available. So I thought it can't be that hard to replicate. At least it doesn't have to be 100% perfect. Like, not all models are going to be 100%. No models are 100% accurate, but some are useful. So can I create a similar model using just the play-by-play data that exists publicly, and how hard is it? And the answer is there's data available, and it's not that hard at all. Why not just share with others how to do this to really benefit the community at large here?
Sounds good. Go ahead.
So it's really more driven so that other people can get involved and see how easy it is to fit these types of models and really begin to use them for their own fun as well.
Okay. Great. So what, you have any other topics in mind that you're looking to pursue, or questions, or theories that you have that you'd like to follow up on here in the next couple of years?
Yeah. So there's a ton of the big place that I haven't really explored too much is, and I know a lot of other people have taken a look at it, is looking at combine data, scouting combine data, or other college level data, and seeing how that projects individuals at the next level and how they may perform. Again, I know that there's a number of my peers have kind of taken a look at it, but I've always been interested in how I can take a look. There's got to be something there. There's certainly all of the data that's collected about all these players from high school onward, and maybe that's where I begin, is taking a look at high school to see how does your rank coming out of high school? We have so many different high school ranking methodologies. How can we take that, and how does that apply to players who become professionals at some point?
Yeah, and that's an interesting one, in that, you know, we're getting more and more reliable data from high school athletes too. You know, I know here in Wisconsin, we've got a combine for sophomores and juniors now. I mean, it's done mainly as an exposure thing for them to get in front of college coaches, and for college coaches to have an efficient way of looking at kids too. But, you know, that's data that didn't exist 3 years ago. And I imagine, you know, Minnesota and other sports or other states have comparable events to that. So I agree. I think there's a lot of upside to that.
So Luke, and that's the craziness, and the sort of the reason why a lot of us take a look at this is because there's so much data collected about it, because it's really in such a confined area. And I've always found myself really drawn to, at least from a data side, of football, because there's so much more going on. Like baseball, everything's very stationary in the sense of, like, everything's position based, and we can measure almost every attribute about baseball really quickly, just because it's a very static game. Basketball is 5-on-5, so there's a lot of data that can be collected, and a lot of different ways to kind of roll through that data. But once you get 11 individuals against another 11 individuals, there's so much more. It's exponential in terms of the amount of information, and therefore there's a little more randomness to it, and it kind of trying to understand the randomness even more than the other sports is a lot more difficult, and that's, I think, what makes it the most fun.
Yeah, definitely. So, Luke, before you mention your blog, and you also mentioned Twitter, where can people find out more about your work online and on social media?
Sure. On Twitter, it's Luke Stanky, at Luke Stanky, and then my website is stanky.co. You can kind of scroll through. It's kind of part resume, part portfolio. So if you wanted to take a look at some of the documents, and then there's some other stuff, unfortunately, that I wish I could share, but has been taken over by some people that I've contracted for, I share as much as I can. I would say that you should go. It hasn't been taken over by ESPN, but I did some work with Rob Domofsky, who is the Packers reporter, blocking one-on-one data every year during the Packers preseason. Rob collects it and help analyze it. We try to understand who's going to make the team based on that data.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Again, my guest today has been Luke Stanky at the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference. Luke will deliver a talk titled "Fitting and Win Probability Models Using NFL Data and R." Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today, Luke.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. Thanks for the time. I really appreciate it.
Great, and thank you for listening today. The Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference will be Thursday, July 13th at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference for details, and make sure to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at @analyticsconf. Thanks for listening.